to say that Detroit has benefited unbelievably so. I mean, imagine if we didn't have this as the Motor City, the home of the automotive industry, the birthplace of the industry as we know it. I don't know what we would have. And because these people are so generous, we kind of take it for granted. I don't take for granted that, for example, General Motors, well, all of the car companies, General Motors, Ford, Stellantis, and Toyota support us with our charity, the golf outing that has raised millions, over $7 million net dollars now for children's charities in the area. That's just the tip. I mean, tiny tip of the iceberg. So when there's going to be a press conference and it's big enough to say that Mary Barra, the head of General Motors, and Mayor Mike Duggan are going to have something important to announce, so important, in fact, that our own WJR's Lloyd Jackson was asked to be moderator, you know it's a big deal. And now you know what the big deal is. $50 million from General Motors to Detroit nonprofits. Terry Radigan, all-round good guy, General Motors executive director, corporate giving, the guy behind always making sure they're there to support us for our golf outing, is on the other end of our line. Terry, blown away with all the things you guys do. This is the biggest ever for me, hearing somebody give a certain amount of money to help out Detroit because, well, it's been your home for more than a century. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Well, guess what? It's the biggest ever for us, too. We have never made a commitment that large at one time. And if I could set the stage, first of all, Lloyd Jackson was fantastic, and we couldn't have done it without him. And then, of course, we have these two iconic leaders in Mayor Mike Duggan and Mary Barra, and at a beautiful facility called the Durfee Innovation Society right there in northwest Detroit. And we had nonprofit partners there, and the excitement was building prior to our announcement. And then, you know, then we get to make this significant announcement. It truly was one of the best days of my career, just to see all of that happening and the energy and the positive nature of the announcement. Just a really, really special day, and we're so proud to be headquartered in Detroit, and there are so many worthy nonprofits that we partner with. And of course, you and I know the need is great, and so we're just happy to be a part of the solution.
Well, WJR, well represented by Lloyd, and thanks for those good compliments. He deserves them. We're thrilled to be a part of it as well, with a commitment to Detroit for education, jobs, and neighborhoods. And Terry Radigan, I'm not going to ask you to go through how $50 million is being spent, but give us some of the highlights.
Well, we made some announcements yesterday that are significant, one of which is, you know, there's this digital divide, Paul W., we talked a lot about it, getting access to internet and to hardware and software for Detroiters is a real important part of a lot of companies' philanthropic efforts, and we partner with an outfit called Human IT. They've actually taken over a large part of Focus Hope's campus, and they do amazing things with training and with recycling old computers and making them, you know, work for folks. So we're really trying to get Detroiters connected to the internet. We know if they can be connected, they can find job opportunities, they can, you know, can help them in any number of ways. We also are working very closely with Mayor Duggan and his team. Nicole Sherrod Freeman was there yesterday, and she's in charge of what Mayor Duggan calls the people plan. And that's to get, you know, workforce development and upskilling folks so that Detroiters can be the ones that are working in places like Factory Zero, where we're going to be building, where we are building the Hummer EV, and where we're going to be building the Silverado EV. And we want those jobs, those 2,200 jobs that will be at Detroit Hamtramck, or otherwise known as Factory Zero. We want those jobs to go to Detroiters. And so, like you and I have talked before, We've been the Motor City for 100 years, and electric vehicles have a motor, so there's no reason why we can't still be called the Motor City well into the future, because that's the right way. That's the way it should be. So those are a couple of examples. Another one that I might just point out, United Way, our great partner, Dr. Darian Hudson, was at the press conference with us yesterday to talk about Ride United. And that's something where, you know, folks oftentimes need transportation. There's a huge barrier. And so we have on-demand ride services to get them to job interviews, to get them to jobs, et cetera. So that, those are just some examples of really terrific work that we announced yesterday.
And I'll throw in one that's near and dear to our hearts here at WJR. That's Pamela Good at Beyond Basics. You included Beyond Basics to provide education for students at Cody and Mumford High Schools, supporting adults at the Family Literacy Center at Durfee Innovation Society, about $750,000 there. But there you are, my friends. You get a taste of just how many people can be helped by such a large, generous gift from General Motors, $50 million. And that's going to be spread out over a period of time and spread out to so many different organizations, some we may not even have been familiar with before. And Terry, this is something that General Motors does very well. You have invested back into the community, and very specifically, you have invested back into the people of Detroit and the region for as long as I can remember, and frankly, for longer than I've been around. And you continue to do that. Yes, this is the biggest ever. God bless you for that, especially coming through rough times. You still seem to be doing very, very well, Terry. And it seems, I don't know how you are doing so well, given you can't sell cars and trucks until you get chips.
I think it's largely because of the resolve of the men and women of General Motors and our incredible dealers who somehow are selling still at a really nice pace, even though their parking lots are empty, and they're able to do it selling things out of their inbound inventory,
amazing,
et cetera.
Absolutely.
So it really is amazing. We're so lucky to have them. But Paul W., if I could just put a plug in, so
real
anyone
quick,
who's
real
in a nonprofit
quick.
In the area, go to gm.com/our company/social impact and learn more. And if you feel like, you know, your nonprofit fits our focus areas, put in an application, because you know, you just never know. You're right, there's some organizations out there that are within the sound of our voice who might not have heard about this, but they should take a look. There's all kinds of opportunities, and if nothing else, like I say, sometimes it's financial contribution that GM might make. Sometimes it's employee volunteers. We have a huge number of very generous volunteers who like to help out. So nothing bad can happen if they were to make an application. We'd love to hear from them.
All right. Good to know that with that $50 million, there's room for more. The more, the merrier. All good news.
Correct.
GM makes a $50 million commitment to our Detroit area education, jobs, neighborhoods. We are so appreciative. We're glad our WJR's Lloyd Jackson was right there to usher in the story. Terry Radigan, General Motors Executive Director, Corporate Giving, thank you, sir, for the good news, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Paul W., thank you so much. Have a great day.
You do the same. We continue on News Talk 760 WJR.